2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Severe Utah weather.
The National Weather Service has issued a high wind alert this morning for the northern Wasatch Front, where gusts could get up to 70 miles an hour.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live on the scene in Davis County with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, I've been out here since about 5, and these gusts have been relatively steady. In fact, it could stay that way for hours. Where I'm at, there's no real sign of damage, but you've got dumpster lids crashing and banging and also some small debris that's being tossed around. Driving north from Salt Lake, you really can feel these gusts pushing against your vehicle. In fact, I saw a couple semis on the side of the road not risking driving through the conditions. Probably a good idea after we received reports of a semi or two flipped near Brigham City. Also, it sounds like some trees have been uprooted in residential areas. That's coming from all the way up near South Ogden. So far, Utah Emergency Management has clocked winds at 69 miles per hour on US 89 at Park Lane and 67 miles per hour at Ogden Peak. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 2,700 customers are without power in West Jordan right now. Rocky Mountain Power says crews have been dispatched and they'll start repairs as soon as possible. At this moment, the power company says they should have all the repairs made by about 11:30 this morning.
The Weber School District says because of widespread power outages and safety precautions, bus pickups and school start times are now delayed by 2 hours.
High on the Hill 2021.
Utah legislative session starts today, and the top issue sounds familiar.
Always, our number one priority is education and education funding.
But they're also focused on the pandemic, infrastructure, and a tax cut. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage.
Education funding got a boost of $400 million. That should help with growth. Speaking of growth, State Senate President Stuart Adams says a lot of people have moved here for the open space and because of how Utah has handled the pandemic.
So we're going to have to work on infrastructure and continue to work on infrastructure. Water, roads, double tracking front runner, trying to deal with the issues that growth brings.
Lawmakers will also talk about a tax cut, police reform, and balance in power. People can participate online more than ever this year in the session through le.utah.gov. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Utah legislative representative is co-sponsoring a bill to change the way we choose a party's nominee. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff reports it would allow the state to use ranked choice voting.
Representative Mike Winder tells the Deseret News he's been opposed to the idea of ranked choice voting, but that changed last year when Governor Spencer Cox beat out former Governor John Huntsman and two other candidates for the nomination with just 37% of the vote, meaning 63% voted for someone else. Ranked choice voting would allow voters to rank the top five nominees in order of preference, and then those choices would be narrowed down until someone has at least 51% of the vote.
Ranked choice voting was used in 2019 municipal elections for Payson and Vineyard, and voters gave it an 80% approval rating. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we will have more on the start of the legislative session and the unique challenges facing this session.
Parents suing the Salt Lake City School District will have their day in court today. KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer has details.
A judge will hear the case of parents who want an immediate injunction for an in-person learning option. Salt Lake District is the only in the state that has kept schools completely remote since the start of the pandemic. Parents will present evidence that remote learning is discriminatory, that it violates state guarantees of access to free public education, and has resulted in skyrocketing failing grades.
The school board meets tonight and could discuss plans to allow for in-person classes.
KSL's top national stories this hour with President-elect Biden promising to hit the ground running on the first day in office this week. He's already planning to remove some of President Trump's more controversial measures.
His plans include reversing signature moves by the Trump administration by rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, repealing the Muslim ban, eliminating the Trump tax cuts, reinstating DACA, and rejoining the WHO, a massive to-do list that will almost certainly be spread out over more than just one day.
ABC's Karen Travers reporting.
Crowds have been told to stay away from Washington, D.C. this week, and most have, but not everybody heeded those warnings. ABC's Alex Stone is in Washington with more.
The streets here are empty, with the mayor asking people to stay away. I found Akeem Brunson in the streets who came here just hoping to see the inauguration.
So you live in where?
Miami, Florida.
And you've come here for the inauguration?
We were hoping to see something when we came out. But it looks like everything is shut down and we don't have much that we can do, but we're going to try to make the best of it.
He was hoping crowds would still be allowed on the National Mall like past years, but this year it's all closed because of security. Alex Stone, ABC News, Washington.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Andy, how are those winds?
Well, they're affecting drivers on I-15, in particular between Kaysville and Centerville. You'll see lots of semis parked along the shoulders of the road there and in the truck pullouts to try to keep from tipping over. Unfortunately, we've had several vehicles get blown over on I-15 north of Brigham City, including one was a truck pulling a fifth-wheel trailer, as well as some semis. And the wind has knocked out some power in parts of West Jordan, including Mountain View Corridor and 7800 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:06.
There was a rescue mission on Mount Tibonogos overnight. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says three hikers became stranded on the mountain. The search and rescue team was called out along with DPS and Life Flight helicopters. The hikers were lifted off the mountain one by one.
Residents in southern Utah getting a mass vaccination clinic today. Only health care workers, first responders, teachers, and those over 70 will be able to make an appointment between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. at the St. George Regional Hospital.
Bells at the Utah State Capitol will ring today, honoring those who have died from COVID-19 in Utah. Yesterday, Utah reached 1,500 deaths since the pandemic began in March. Governor Cox ordered the bells to ring 15 times at 3:30 p.m. This is part of a national COVID-19 memorial initiated by the Presidential Inaugural Committee.
COVID-19 restrictions and added national security threats mean no audience for incoming President Joe Biden's inauguration. Instead, Mr. Biden will look out over a field of flags as he takes the oath of office. The 200,000 flags are in the shape of the United States.
Several Spirit Airlines employees were injured during an attack at Detroit's Metropolitan Airport. Passenger Kalia Lewis, who recorded the video of the attack, says she sympathizes with the staff and says security took a long time to arrive at the gate to help.
If I was the employee, I would want to be compensated because there's no way that I should be under this much of a threat on federal property.
The video shows a passenger attacking one of the gate's employees after they attempted to verify the passenger's carry-on bag weight prior to boarding. That's all, really? Two people are now under arrest.
Salt Lake City's 25-story convention hotel isn't built yet, but it's already making money. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The Hyatt Regency will not only have 700 rooms, it will adjoin the Salt Palace Convention Center and add 60,000 square feet of meeting space. The new hotel won't open until October of 2022, but the president of Visit Salt Lake says over a dozen large conventions have already booked space into 2028. At least two of the conventions are expected to bring in more than $14 million for Salt Lake from the attendees, which softens the $377 million price tag just a bit. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Hogle Zoo wants visitors to check out their newest addition. Georgia, the baby gorilla, is starting to explore her world, but zoo officials say Mother Jabali will not let her wander very far.
They're so cute when they're little, just like puppies, and then they grow up to be so big. NASA has three separate missions planned for Mars next month. One of them will allow us here on Earth to hear sounds from Mars for the first time. NASA says microphones riding on the Perseverance rover will record sounds from the planet. Researchers say because the atmosphere on Mars is colder and less dense than on Earth, a person's voice would sound more muffled and it would take longer for others to hear you. KSL News Time now, 7:09. It's triple team traffic again in order here, and Andy Farnsworth starts it off in the traffic center.
And it looks like they're cleaning up that crash we had at Highway 89, I should say, at Eagle Ridge Drive, where we've had some delays in North Salt Lake this morning. I-15's been okay in North Salt Lake, but from Centerville into Kaysville, in either direction, you'll see a lot of semis parked on the shoulder. You'll feel the wind blowing as you move through there, and we still have slowdowns on both directions of I-15 north of Brigham City, where several vehicles have been blown over. Eric?
We've steered clear of accidents so far in Salt Lake County on the freeway. Right now, it looks good as far as normal travel times. 20 minutes from Point of the Mount to downtown Salt Lake if you're northbound. Down Utah County, northbound, southbound, also looking good on the freeway, and no city street accidents to report. Len?
Drivers in Parley's Canyon seeing some slick spots on the roadway from Jeremy Ranch and Parley's Summit on down to the Salt Lake Valley. It's sort of somewhat slow from Summit Park on down as drivers take their time toward East Canyon. Westbound, you still have the crash on the right side of the quarry, but that's not really created any problems right now. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, starting the morning with severe weather. Let's get a look now with Grant at the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Some clouds hanging around this morning. Temperatures at 30 degrees. Strong wind gusts near the canyons early on. Strong wind still possible at noon north of Salt Lake City. Sunshine at 38 and then sunny at 41 degrees at 4 p.m. Backs down to 30 degrees at 7 p.m. Your hourly forecast, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're up a notch, 33 downtown.
Boy, this windstorm is causing power outages and tipped over semis. We're going to check in with Grant Nielsen.
Got to get him out of bed, are you?
Oh, my gosh. With Grant Wayman and get details on the storm coming up in about 5 minutes here on KSL News Radio.
Eye on the Hill 2021. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's day one of Utah's legislative session. State lawmakers will spend the next 45 days debating policies aimed at improving the state.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Arritz has a preview of their priorities and how the session will look different this year.
One of the biggest changes this year is the public can't go in the Capitol. Just yet, anyway. Out of an abundance of caution, it closed through this week over threats of violence. Once it does reopen, there'll be a blended approach to having people in person and online.
For the first time ever, we won't just be audio streaming our committee rooms and hearings, but we'll be video streaming those.
Lawmakers want you to participate over Zoom with comments virtually.
It's going to be different, but there's going to be plenty of ways. In fact, there's going to be new ways and more ways for people to engage.
That's House Speaker Brad Wilson. Late last week, he outlined some of the Republican majority's policy goals for this year. Republicans have said they want to give Utah some form of a tax break.
At the end of the day, it's putting a dividend back in the pockets of Utah residents so they can determine how to spend their money.
Democratic House Minority Leader Brian King says they want to make sure any breaks are targeted to help lower-income communities and those most directly impacted by COVID.
I don't want to cut taxes just to say that we're cutting taxes. I want to cut taxes in a way that most effectively addresses the needs in the state of Utah right now.
Wilson says the tax breaks are part of their plan to broaden Utah's economic success. Another of their policy pillars, investing in Utah's growth through bills boosting roads, rails, water, infrastructure, and recreation. Education spending, another big priority.
By already funding growth, inflation, student enrollment, as well as a significant increase in the weighted pupil unit and a large bonus for teachers across the state.
Representative King says they want to work with Republicans on some of these issues, but do have some policy goals of their own.
We want to make sure that we pursue some of the police reform and public safety issues that arose out of the problems that we saw last year in connection with excessive force issues.
He says another important issue.
There'll be some significant legislation discussions, policy discussions, I think, surrounding guns.
Several bills will look at gun rights in the state, including Representative King's pitch again to create universal background checks. But getting Utah out of this pandemic is the overarching goal of lawmakers. In Governor Cox's proposed budget, a chunk of money would help with testing and the vaccine rollout. Lindsay Arritz, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, the White House has shared its final report from the 1776 Commission. It states that criticism of the Founding Fathers' slave ownership has done enormous damage and has had a devastating effect on our civic unity and social fabric.
Wyoming is trending on Twitter because Liz Cheney was censured there for her vote to impeach President Trump.
And a lot of people are posting about how Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's are dropping MyPillow from their stores because of the owner's political beliefs.
Dave and Dujinovic.
Hold on to your hats, and I'm not just talking about the 52-mile-an-hour wind gusts I just felt here in Kaysville, but we have live interviews from Governor Cox and Senate President Stuart Adams as we launch into day one of the legislative session. That's today on Dave and Dujinovic.
Make sure you download the KSL News Radio app today if you haven't already done so. It's powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
technology more than ever allowing Utahns and lawmakers to connect during the 2021 general legislative session that starts today. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, we are keeping a close eye on the windstorm this morning. Davis and Weber counties are getting hit the worst, but there are some power outages in West Jordan as well.
Third, obviously, that's also affecting your drive. Let's check in with Andy.
Yep. Right now, we've got semis and trucks that have been blown over north of Brigham City. We've got semis parked on the shoulders so that they don't get blown over between Kaysville and Centerville. We've had some really icy and slick conditions in Parley's Canyon this morning as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
I got those strong winds near the canyon. Sunshine 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 33 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. One day away from Joe Biden's inauguration, and security is tighter than ever in Washington. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It's just kind of eerie on the streets of Washington right now. There is fencing up everywhere, troops and federal agents standing guard, but the streets are otherwise silent and empty. Most of the storefronts are all boarded up. Much of the heart of D.C. is closed. Every now and then you come upon a Starbucks, it's open. But otherwise, nobody is really around. Everything is strangely quiet.
The FBI vetting all National Guard members patrolling Washington and carrying out a sweep of anyone who could potentially disrupt the inauguration. President Trump is spending his last full day at the White House, as is First Lady Melania Trump. Here's ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
While the president hasn't been seen in public in a week, First Lady Melania Trump did make an appearance.
The past 4 years have been unforgettable.
In this farewell video released by the White House.
Do not lose sight of your integrity and values.
But the First Lady, who championed kindness as part of her Be Best campaign, has yet to reach out to soon-to-be First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. The traditional White House tour Melania Trump received from Michelle Obama and extended by countless others before that. Not happening this year.
ABC's Mary Bruce has more on what the Bidens are planning for tomorrow.
With most of the traditional morning events with the outgoing president canceled, instead Joe Biden will be going to church. And we've just learned that he's invited congressional leaders of both parties to join him. Then afterwards, it'll be right here to the Capitol. There will be no big crowds, no huge celebration, but there will be Lady Gaga. She will be singing the national anthem and Jennifer Lopez also performing. Then, of course, right at 12:01, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the next president.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows nearly 9 in 10 Americans say the coronavirus pandemic is not under control in this country. Johns Hopkins says almost 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. You're listening to ABC News.
And let's talk for just a minute, Amanda, about this wind this morning. We're having a tough time making contact with Grant Wayman. But this windstorm has already got some power outages out in the West Jordan area. You've got power, right?
I do, but I'm not sure if that's my generator or if that's because the power outage is right in my neighborhood. Yeah. And since I have my headphones on, I didn't hear my generator kick on. So it might be the generator for all I know.
They're saying that they are already on it and that the power should be back on for you out there in West Jordan by about 11:30 this morning. But obviously, it's also causing problems on the roads with some semi-trucks, one truck north of Brigham City that was on its side, other trucks and drivers taking the necessary precautions and finding safe places where they can pull up and wait until these winds die down. But Grant was telling us earlier that these winds are probably going to be with us till about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I'm just looking at the National Weather Service forecast for Salt Lake. Strong crosswinds along I-15 in Davis, Weber, and northern Salt Lake counties, as well as U.S. Highway 89 and Legacy Parkway, and possible property damage with decorations and trampolines and other outdoor objects most vulnerable. So this is just what we say every time, so we're sort of a broken record, but inevitably someone will forget to tie those loose objects down and there'll be severe damage as a result of that. So if you haven't thought to do so, it's a good idea to get out there and either put those inside or tie those down, right now.
Yeah. One more thing that's been affected by the winds up in Davis and Weber County, that is school in the Weber School District. They announced just a short time ago that they are delaying bus and school schedules for 2 hours this morning. So we had some people asking about that on their text just within the last couple of minutes. But if you thought you heard, you did. Your kids in the school district, the Weber School District, delayed by 2 hours this morning.
And it's not even it's just us. I was reading under the National Weather Service that they're having problems in California, Montana, Texas, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So these strong winds are all over the West.
Yeah.
In addition to Utah.
We will connect with Grant here in just a minute and get a look at your 7-day forecast. But for now, that's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
719 Triple Team Traffic. And let's check how the winds are affecting your commute this morning. Back to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, UDOT has now put some restrictions in effect for I-15 up north of Brigham City. That's where we've had several vehicles get blown over. That's the only place where there's actual restrictions for high-profile vehicles. But you'll feel it all along the drive from Ogden to Salt Lake and in between Kaysville and Centerville. It's where it feels the worst for all vehicles. Semis are parked all along the sides of the road there. So you'll drive through what's like a tunnel of semis getting between everybody to get to downtown. Eric?
I-15 looks good from Provo all the way to downtown Salt Lake on the northbound side. In Utah County, you got a little bit of westbound congestion now at 800 North and Orr as you get closer to the freeway. Len?
Well, looking at the slick and somewhat icy roads in Parley's Canyon to negotiate this morning, along with a couple of earlier crashes slowing the westbound approach to the Salt Lake Valley and the I-215 interchange. But for westbound drivers, they're slow, and eastbound drivers a bit slow in the same area as you make your way up to East Canyon, then looking better from that point. Burt Brothers Tire and Service, let their family take care of your family's auto repair needs, from tires and brakes to complete auto service. Burt Brothers in Utah, trusted auto care center for 30 years. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It is severe weather you're going to be greeted with this morning. And in your 7-day forecast, one or two more rounds of snow coming, too. Let's get a look. Brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
A lot of sunshine today. Highs at 41, but a strong wind gust north of Salt Lake City, especially this morning. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 43, and then partly cloudy on Thursday, 44. We reach 45 on Friday, but rain and snow develops that afternoon, and then snow Saturday, the high 38, partly cloudy Sunday, 34, and then more snow in the works for Monday and 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 33 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:21.
It is time for the David Dujanovic preview, and Debbie is here to tell us about her 2021 legislative session preview today.
9 o'clock hour, we're going to be all legislature all the time. At 9:05, President of the Senate Stuart Adams calls in. Our top questions will be about a potential income tax cut. As we've been reporting, there is a apparent $1 billion surplus in the state. So are we going to get more money back in our pockets? Also asking this question that a lot of older Utahns are asking about: will there be a Social Security tax cut in their Social Security payments? We're going to be pressing him for answers on that. And then at 9:20, House Minority Leader, to balance out our coverage, Democrat Brian King will be calling in. We're going to ask him what the priorities are for the Democrats on the Hill, particularly about police reform, wanting to know if there will be a push to get an online registry so the public can see discipline records for police officers. And then at 9:35, big interview with Utah Governor Spencer Cox, asking him what his priorities are. Does he want to see an income tax cut for Utahns? And also a lot of questions about the vaccine rollout. A lot of our listeners wanting to know how he intends to speed things up. And also going to ask him if there's anything at all we can do about all these websites crashing as, 70 and over get on to register to get their vaccinations and their signups completed. So we got to ask him about those issues and see if we can't get to some solutions today on the David Dujanovic Show.
That's a busy first hour. We'll look forward to it this morning at 9 o'clock. This David Dujanovic preview, by the way, sponsored by Jerry Seiner Cadillac. Don't miss Jerry Seiner Cadillac's best season sales event. Visit jerryseiner.com.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow 7 important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick, wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes, practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas, learn about high-risk groups and help protect them, cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing, clean high-touch surfaces frequently, and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Watching Utah's money, the first of the year means performance reviews at many companies, but they'll be a little different this year. HR specialists say you still need to have your list of accomplishments ready, give feedback to your boss, and don't get defensive. Most importantly, do not wear pajamas during the Zoom review.
I love that. KSL drives, the shortage of computer chips is wreaking havoc with car manufacturers. Ford just announced it has shut down production of one of its German plants for an entire month. Car makers around the world slowing production because of the shortage.
Canada's chance to have the world's fourth biggest supermarket chain is no more. The French government stopped the owners of Circle K from buying its supermarket chain Carrefour. Talks surrounding the nearly $20 billion merger are no longer continuing.
Opening bell coming up in about 3 minutes, and we've had a good morning so far. The Dow futures up 224 points. That's almost 0.75%. The S&P up about 26.5. The NASDAQ this hour up a little over 103 points.
We've got high winds along the Wasatch Front, particularly up north. We'll check that and how it's affecting your morning commute. That's next on KSL News Radio.
Or if you're like me, you like things easy. And especially when it comes to things like banking, because it's so important that you know what's happening with all of your loans and your savings account, your checking account. We're here to tell you that it doesn't get any easier. Matter of fact, it's super easy to do your business with UCCU.
I love this banking app, and I use it all the time, UCCU Super Easy Mobile Banking. I use it for everything. So, for instance, let's say you need a credit card. You just open the UCCU Mobile Banking app. You click Apply for a Loan. You select credit card. Bada bing, bada boom. You're done.
Yeah. And you can also do that, by the way, with other loans, cars, boats, trucks, RVs. Just apply for the loan real easy there. But it's important to also know that although the app is easy, you still have access to all of the personal help and assistance
yes.
you might need from a UCC loan experts, UCCU loan expert, because it's really what they've been in the business to do for over 60 years.
Is support you and your family, which is why, for instance, when you get a credit card from UCCU, there are no annual fees. And UCCU just makes it so easy. In case you want to transfer your higher interest balances from your other credit cards, you should do that and save some serious money.
And you start saving immediately because, as we always tell you, you will get the lowest interest rate possible. UCCU has been putting people over profits for their entire existence, and they're ready to help you today. So go to UCCU.com or stop by any branch. Like we said, it's easy.
UCCU. Love where you bank.
729 means triple team traffic this morning, so let's head back to the traffic center. Andy Farnsworth, I guess most of the problems, if not all of the problems, are just high-profile vehicles in some parts of the valley.
Well, that's what it's been for the most part. Some of them got blown over on I-15 up north of Brigham City, so there's actually a restriction for high-profile vehicles up north of Brigham City. But that same restriction, not in effect, but a lot of them are being cautious further south between Ogden and downtown, especially between Kaysville and Centerville, both on Legacy and I-15. I'm seeing vehicles parked and traffic running just a little bit slower through those areas, even that isn't parked on the shoulder. Eric?
Northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County is looking good, 20 minutes from Point of the Mountain to downtown. But if you're exiting to go onto the 215 South Belt, we've got an accident right on the exit ramp itself. The right lane is closed there, so be careful. That's always a little bit confusing at that area anyways. You got to pay attention. But now you've got an extra little thing to deal with, and that's the right lane being closed there. And you do have some backup starting to form on I-15. Down in Utah County, no problems on the freeway, northbound or southbound. Lynn?
There's a fresh crash. It's eastbound 3500 south and 3800 west, and that is causing some problems on the right shoulder there as you make your way up Bangor Highway. Otherwise, up in Parley's Canyon, still slick, but looks like traffic's moving along quite a bit better now. I'm Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's take a quick look at that severe weather we're experiencing this morning with you, Grant.
Right, we get some winds picking up into those canyon areas today. There's going to be some very strong wind gusts coming down the canyons, especially north of Salt Lake City this morning. With sunshine, high temperatures topping out about 41 degrees. Sunshine, calm winds tomorrow in 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 33 degrees.
Slowdowns appearing all over the place now, and a lot of it due to the winds. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Let's start there. This half hour, we're carefully watching a windstorm impacting parts of northern Utah this morning.
Rejoining us live on the KSL Newsline is KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman. Tell us about this windstorm, Grant.
Yeah, Amanda, what we got going on is that there's a pretty strong area of low pressure over Arizona. It's bringing SoCal strong winds and Arizona stormy weather, even the southern part of our state. So the difference in pressure is what's happening here. The wind's way up high. So what it's been meaning is strong winds coming in from the east, again, down those canyons, down slope. And the areas that I generally call the wind tunnel have been, you know, the most affected. We're talking about Davis County, Weber, Kaysville. Some of the gusts have already been near 70 miles an hour. And that's been, you know, at times for the past, say, several hours. Also up north, Ogden area around Washington Terrace been seeing some gusts between 60 and 70. And not to be outdone, even the northern Salt Lake Valley, Red Butte Canyon near the U, also mouth of Parley has been pretty strong winds as well.
We've got some nervous texters out there in Davis and Weber County, Kaysville specifically, who are hoping and asking whether this is going to be anything like we saw in September.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, Tim, I mean, we're all, like I just, you know, mentioned, we're already close to 70 miles an hour. I think the winds in that last event were, you know, upwards of 80, 90. So, you know, maybe not to that level, but we're close, within 10 to 15 miles an hour. And it's certainly going to, you know, still cause some damage. We know we've got some trees down up north. And then, you know, if I'm a truck driver, if you've got an empty load or you're driving an RV or something like that, boy, that's a strong crosswind there, I-15 Davis County.
So when does it move out of here, Grant?
So it won't be as strong. I think it'll go down another 10, 15, 20 miles an hour by noon. And then I think by 2, it will be back to normal. So by afternoon, the winds will be much, much lighter. We really need to be more concerned between about now and 2.
All right, Grant, thank you. We'll check back with you coming up here in just a few minutes. Utah's legislative session will look different this year in the pandemic.
But they still want participation. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The legislature has had audio feeds for years of the committee hearings and video of floor time. This year, Senate President Stuart Adams says there will be a lot more video.
People can get online and they can attend a committee meeting. And that's where all the public comment is given, is in the committee meetings. And we've set it up so they can actually testify almost as if they were there in person.
He says they'll be doing frequent COVID testing and mask wearing and physical distancing. The Capitol is currently closed to the public for safety and health reasons. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:45, Senate President Stuart Adams will join us live to talk about the legislative session. Then House Speaker Brad Wilson joins us live at 8:30.
A group of parents who are suing the Salt Lake School District for not having an in-person option for school will get their day in court this morning. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the plan is for parents to present evidence which they say will demonstrate that remote learning is actually discriminatory and that it violates state guarantees of access to free public education. They also are expected to make a link between mandatory remote learning and skyrocketing failing grades. The lawsuit was filed just over a month ago, and it claims that unrealistic metrics were adopted to dictate a return to school. It should be noted that the Salt Lake School Board will be meeting tonight. However, it's unknown whether they'll be discussing any plans about a return to in-person classes. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
New mass COVID-19 vaccination sites are giving at-risk Utahns some additional hope. UTA bus driver Richard Durant says he hasn't been able to work because he's at high risk, and he was excited to be vaccinated.
It's important to me to get back to work because I really enjoy driving the bus and the camaraderie with the other drivers.
Between the Expo Center and the Maverick Center, Salt Lake County expects to vaccinate 2,000 people a day.
Coming up on KSL, a mother is thankful a carjacking suspect decided to come back and drop off the young child that was in the back seat.
And triple team traffic.
Still have delays going on I-15 around the South Interchange in Murray because of a crash. We've got issues in Parley's Canyon and wind affecting drivers in Davis and Weber County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
Tim and Amanda start the day with total information. Dave and Dujanovic go deeper starting at 9.
Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot wonder.
A billion doses by the end of the year.
Is this proof?
Yes.
Utah's morning companions for news on KSL News Radio.
Do you want to retire in the next 5 years? How will you ensure you cover all your bases so you don't overlook or underestimate anything? Learn how with the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. It's free from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience with thousands of people. To get your free retirement planning checklist, be one of the first 10 callers now at 801-682-4448. This free guide could be the single most important tool to help you retire successfully. Get your free guide now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all break them. That's why your small business needs more than resolutions. It needs solutions. And you can get them with Comcast Business. Whether you want to work more efficiently with fast, reliable internet and advanced Wi-Fi, make your business safer with powerful cybersecurity solutions, or stay productive with 24/7 support, we've got the solutions you need for your business to get there. So make this year's resolution better solutions. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward with an amazing offer from Comcast Business. Let's work together to kick off 2021 with the speed, security, and support your business needs to succeed. For a limited time, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade to qualifying services. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 1-24-21. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Watching Utah's Money right after the opening bell. The market's still on a good run here. We're up 178 points in the first 7 minutes of trading and closing in again on the 31,000 mark. The S&P is up 25. That is almost 0.75%. The NASDAQ is up 133. And, of course, we'll have more when we check Money News at 7:55 here on Utah's Morning News.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Security concerns continue to alter the inauguration celebration for the Biden-Harris team that gets underway tomorrow.
After the big inaugural address, of course, arguably the most consequential speech of Biden's life, normally then you head into the party, right? There's the big parade, the celebration, the packed walk to the White House, those fancy galas and balls. All of that is off the table. Instead, Joe Biden will be visiting Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath and pay his respects. And there will be a short walk. I wouldn't call it a parade. Call it parade-esque. He'll be walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. There will be some marching band, so not all the celebration is canceled, but a much safer, smaller way of marking the moment. And then into the White House.
ABC's Mary Bruce reporting.
First Lady Melania Trump has released a farewell address to the nation. ABC's Andy Field has details now from Washington.
Melania Trump on Twitter recounting highlights of her time in the White House and what appeared to be a comment about her husband's supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol.
Always remember that violence is never the answer and will never be justified.
Last week, the First Lady condemned the Capitol violence but did not mention who incited it and said her critics used the event to spread personal attacks and accusations about her. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
An Oregon woman is grateful a car thief dropped off her son after realizing the child was in the back seat. ABC's Megan Tavrizian has more.
On Saturday, someone stole Crystal Leary's SUV while it was parked outside in Portland. Leary says she left her Honda running with her four-year-old son inside as she ran into the store to grab a few things. But then, moments later, to her amazement, the man returned to the parking lot and threatened to call the police on her for leaving her son unattended. The man ordered Leary's son out of the SUV and then drove off again.
This is just a perfect example of just letting our guards down and how terribly it could have ended.
Both Leary and her son were unharmed, and Portland police are still searching for the suspect. Whew. 7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team traffic and find out how the wind is affecting your commute. Back to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, it's affecting it really a lot in Davis and Weber County in particular, especially between Bountiful, Centerville, and Kaysville. That's where the slowest traffic is and where you'll see the most semis parked on the shoulders as you drive in between those two cities. But we also had the big problem with the wind blowing over some semis on I-15 north of Brigham City. And we still have that restricted for high-profile vehicles up in that portion of Box Elder County. Eric?
Well, we have slowdowns northbound I-15 between 90th South and 7200 South in Midvale. Now, this may be related, may not, there is an accident on the off-ramp to go from northbound I-15 over to the 215 South Belt, and the right lane is closed there. Now, once you get past all that, no problems to downtown Salt Lake City and in Utah County. The freeway's looking good. Len?
Eric, navigating slick roads in Parley's Canyon still. A crash westbound of the quarry's out of traffic, but the flow is still slow heading westbound from here toward East Canyon exit. And drivers taking their time going eastbound at the East Canyon exit as well. In West Valley, a crash eastbound 3500 south of Bangor Highway in the right shoulder causing a backup of traffic on the Bangor Highway. Clean 2020 out of your carpet. Schedule a no-residue carpet cleaning with Zero Res this month and get three rooms cleaned for just $89.95. Schedule online. Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
Severe weather out there this morning, so be careful as you make your way in, but it should have help with our air quality. Let's get a look at that. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Air quality should see some improvement as we saw the storm coming through yesterday, and we've got the winds picking up at the canyon areas today. So some better air quality expected here the next couple of days. I'm Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 33 downtown.
Today is the first day of the 2021 session for the Utah Legislature. We will speak with the President of the Senate coming up in just a few minutes here on KSL News Radio.
Don't go anywhere. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for making Tim and Amanda part of your morning here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Utah is known for its healthy people and a strong economy. Let's do all we can to work together to slow the spread of coronavirus while we strengthen Utah's economy by supporting locally owned businesses. Explore the rich, diverse landscape of local food, goods, services, cultural experiences, and recreation, all safely available right here in Utah. So shop in Utah, dine in Utah, play in Utah, stay in Utah. Share your story with hashtag InUtah or at InUtah.org.
Avoid the crowds and skip straight to savings with RV show prices all winter long at General RV in Draper. Whether you shop safely in-store or online, you will save thousands with our exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. Plus, we're giving you a trade-in bonus on top of your trade-in value. We've moved our most popular floor plans indoors, and we have thousands more RVs online in our virtual showroom. Save thousands with our RV show prices online and in-store at General RV in Draper off I-15 at the point of the mountain.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
Has an attorney called you right after your accident, pressured you to hire them? If it hasn't happened yet, it could. For years, it's been illegal for lawyers to directly contact someone injured in an accident. But the Utah Supreme Court has just changed that. Now lawyers can inundate you with phone calls, show up at your home, and even hang out in hospital lobbies. Don't hire one of those attorneys. Instead, call the attorneys at Good Guys Legal. They're known throughout Utah as the good guys in personal injury law because of the way they treat their clients and handle their cases. In fact, they give people who've been injured in an accident a guarantee that no one else can make. It's this straightforward. If at any point from the time you hire the good guys until the moment of victory, they haven't exceeded every single promise they've made to you with the most exceptional client experience, you owe them nothing for the work they've done. That's how confident they are.
Good guys.
Visit us today at goodguyslegal.com.
At Good Guys Legal, they see you. Visit goodguyslegal.com.
Eye on the Hill 2021. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, let's go in-depth here. Utah's legislative session starts today, but with a lot of changes put in place for safety reasons and because of the pandemic.
Joining us live to talk about this session's priorities is Senate President Stuart Adams. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us this morning, President.
Great to be with you. We're excited for the legislative session to start.
Can I ask you just right off the bat about the balance between Congress's role in helping us come back financially from the effects of the pandemic and your role as a state legislature in helping us come back financially? What's the balance there?
Well, in Utah, we took a lot different approach to most states in the nation. We actually found what we would call a holistic or a balanced approach, and we tried to protect lives, obviously the COVID lives. We have one of the lowest case fatality rates in the nation, but also livelihoods. And because of that, we've been able to fund a lot of things that other states haven't been able to. We actually gave education, our educators, school teachers, a 1.8% increase last fall. And in December, executive appropriations actually recommended reinstating the full 6% increase for education that we gave them last year. We're probably the only state in the nation to do that.
I would dare say we might be the only ones in the nation that are talking about a tax cut right now, too.
Well, again, we have actually done very well at trying to appropriate for education, but it's time. As we enter this legislative session, we've almost got $1 billion of one-time money and $500 million of ongoing money. It's time to look at a tax cut, and I think 2021 will probably be the year of a tax cut.
Can you help us understand, President Adams, the balance of power issue between the legislature and the governor on when you declare an emergency and who does what? As a citizen, I don't understand that issue.
Well, I think our forefathers had it right when they said that the legislature ought to legislate and the executive branch ought to execute. And I think when you try to put all that power into one person or into an executive branch, our founding fathers thought that was inappropriate. So it's very important that, again, a more diverse group of individuals, a broader group of individuals, should be setting the policy, and the executive branch should be carrying out that policy. In an emergency, we've given sometimes the executive branch that ability to actually set policy in place, but I don't think anybody thought that that would be any more than for a short period of time, a month or two during a severe emergency. And during a long period of time, a year pandemic like we've been in, we need to relook at those emergency powers.
Sometimes we lead these conversations on our end talking about things that interest us. What is it that interests you the most as you go into this session today?
Well, we're going to focus, I think, on a lot of different things. But one of the things, again, we'll stay obviously focused on is education. It's our number one priority. But people are finding out about Utah. and a lot of people are moving here. So we've got a real challenge with infrastructure, how to fund infrastructure. And one of the big issues for me is during the pandemic, we've kind of not focused on, but we've seen a lot of mental health issues. And mental health, I think we're in a little bit of a crisis right now. And we really need to do more for mental health. And those will be some of the issues, I think, that'll come out during this legislative session.
Yes. So what needs to happen, President, for you to consider this a successful session?
Well, one of the things that is most important to me is as we go through a pandemic that we're able to get good public input. Our founding fathers had it right when they allowed for public input. We're very concerned that we aren't going to have people come up and we may have some unintended consequences with legislation. So we've done something never been done before. In our committee rooms, we've actually turned them into a spot where you can participate virtually. We've had audio before. We've never had video. But if you want to come give public input, you can do it by just logging on, and you can indicate that you want to speak, and the chairman can call on you as if you were in the session. So people who are 6 hours away in rural Utah, they can now participate. Moms who can't leave their kids at home can now participate. People who have a differing work schedule can now participate without coming up to the Capitol. And I actually think we'll get more public participation if people can find out how to do that. And that is really, really important so we don't end up with unintended consequences.
Is that just on your website?
It is. Just get on. You'll be able to log into the committee meeting, and then you'll be there virtually. And we have cameras. You'll be able to see the legislators as they speak. You'll be able to follow bills. I actually believe this is a far better system because, you know, parking's always so good, so easy up here. I think a lot of people will want to stay at home, regardless of COVID, and participate virtually.
By the way, that is le.utah.gov.
Our thanks again to Senate President Stuart Adams on a busy day up there on Capitol Hill.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. We're a bit late. Let's get a look at how the roads are doing this morning as we head back to the traffic center and Andy Farnsworth.
And right now I'm watching traffic in Davis County still running slow between Farmington and Kaysville as the wind buffets you through that stretch. Not as many semis parked on the shoulder now as I was seeing earlier, but still pays to be cautious through there. And we still have the freeway restricted to high-profile vehicles in between Tremonton and Brigham City because of the winds where it blew over a few semis already. Eric?
Got a crash northbound I-15 on the ramps to go. This is right at the south interchange to go over to the 215 south belt. And you do have some delays there because the right lane is closed. But you got bigger delays from right around that same area, 7200 south, stretching all the way back to 106 south. So if you're northbound from a point of the mountain to downtown, just expect for some delays. And there's some delays getting onto the freeway over on Bangor Highway for eastbound traffic. And down in Utah County, things are looking pretty good, though. Glenn?
If you're heading either direction on I-80 and Parley's Canyon, keep an eye out for those slick roads with some snow on top of this in some areas as drivers negotiate the curves in either direction here to Kimball Junction or into the city. In West Valley, that crash eastbound 3500 south of Bangor Highway on the right shoulder, just a little blip of slow traffic there. And don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUtah.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and we do have severe weather this morning. And Grant is here with the 7-day forecast brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
A lot of sunshine today. Highs at 41 with a strong wind gust north of Salt Lake City, especially this morning. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 43, and then partly cloudy on Thursday, 44. We reach 45 on Friday, but rain and snow develops that afternoon, and then snow Saturday, the high 38. Partly cloudy Sunday, 34, and then more snow in the works for Monday and 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
33 downtown.
Do you know of a program that supports the community or organization that changes the lives of those around you? The Select Health Awards supports 20 organizations each year with $3,000 and a marketing package. Award winners promote health and wellness, assist individuals with special needs, create safe environments, and build strong communities. Whether it's keeping kids active, helping those with different abilities, or any other type of programs making our communities better, Select Health will lend a hand. Winners are selected from all areas of Utah. Last year's winners represented a wide variety of causes, including at-risk youth, support for domestic violence victims, community food pantries, and dental exams for those in need. Each organization receives a cash award and a marketing package that can assist them in their efforts. Applications are being accepted now through February 28th. Only the first 500 submissions will be considered. So visit selecthealthawards.org to apply.
It is time now for our morning presentation of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
To this day, school children are taught about the I Had a Dream speech. But what is it about Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech that made it an important part of the American liturgy? Why do we remember this speech and not the guy who spoke right before Dr. King? The best answer I can find is time, place, and its powerful message that echoed far beyond the loudspeakers. The time was 1963, the height of the fight for civil rights. The place, more than 100,000 black Americans solemn and peaceful in protest in front of the Lincoln Memorial as Dr. King takes us through American history, reminding everyone of the greatest speech in American history, the Gettysburg Address. Dr. King begins by hearkening back to Lincoln's rhetorical flourish. 47 years ago.
54 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice.
With lyrical intensity, Dr. King points to the future, repeating the title of his speech as a chorus, as an exclamation point.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Proof of the strength of the I Had a Dream speech each January for 57 years. It's heard in classrooms. It's on TV and leaves each listener to weigh whether Martin Luther King's dream has or ever will come true.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last!
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money with just a quick look at how the markets are doing in this first half hour of trading. The Dow still up 111 points. The S&P is up 18, and the NASDAQ this hour up 85.
Time for Cougar Tracks, brought to you by Economics Partners. Here is KSLSports.com BYU insider Mitch Harper.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid surprised many by turning to the passing game with backup quarterback Chad Henne on a 4th-and-1 to clinch Sunday's divisional round win over the Cleveland Browns. Reid, an offensive genius in the NFL, harkened back to his days in Provo as to why he passes on 4th-and-shorts.
Well, you know, I went to BYU, so every down's a throwing down. I mean, that's how that goes, you know. I was educated that way by LaBelle Edwards, and throw any time, any place, and try to keep a little bit of that with me as I've gone forward. So I think if you have confidence in it, then it's really no different than the run. I mean, you know, you're in today's world. So anyways, I feel good about it.
Reid and the Chiefs will face the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game this Sunday as they look to play for a second consecutive Super Bowl title. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. Econpartners.com. And go Cougs!
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain. But it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians who had to drive those broken down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics.
After that, I bought five-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years.
And why I should never buy them.
I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best of state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
7:59, we get another look at Triple Team traffic and start with you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic is still running slow on I-15, especially between Lagoon and the Centerville exit. You'll feel the wind all the way, all the way to Idaho. We've got restrictions for semis or big vehicles going between Tremont and Brigham City. We've got some pretty big southbound delays, in fact, coming down towards the Brigham City Airport from where all those semis have been blown over. Eric?
Got a lot of delays northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County now. In fact, it just keeps getting worse and worse. You're going to see the brake lights right before 114 south on the northbound side, and you're really not going to get clear of all that until you move past 7200 south in Midvale. There's also an accident on the off-ramp from I-15 northbound to go over to the 215 south belt. Down in Utah County, I-15 remains in good shape. Len?
We're keeping an eye on I-80 in Parley's Canyon because we have those slick roads with a little bit of snow on top of it at times to make people have that possibility of sliding off. We had a couple of earlier accidents. Those are gone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.